This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today in Iraq, U.S. and Iraqi troops are holding steady in the town of Samarra, where a major thrust to rout insurgents has entered its second day. Until now, Samarra, a largely Sunni town northwest of Baghdad, has been a no-go zone for U.S. troops. In yesterday's initial push, thousands of U.S. and Iraqi soldiers fought their way to the town center. The U.S. military estimated more than 100 insurgents were killed. One American soldier also died, as well as an estimated 45 civilians. Troops are now wary that the insurgents there may have temporarily gone underground. NPR's Emily Harris is embedded with U.S. forces in the area and filed this report.
Captain Dave Arnold's mission yesterday was to secure a neighborhood in the northern part of Samarra. One corner was particularly tough.
In this corner right here, we had about a four-hour battle today with a series of people. Small arms, RPGs, mortars, everything. You can kind of see the burned out buildings. We bombed it and we had two artillery strikes and some other stuff over there. You can see all where they're at. But see that Bradley right there where it's missing the panels? That took an RPG shot right there from that guy. Another RPG shot hit right up in there, right before literally 30 seconds before the airstrike. So I was glad that he shot that RPG right before the airstrike because it means we knew we got him when that thing hit. It was a good thing.
That morning battle was the longest engagement his platoon faced yesterday. He guesses there were 7 or 8 insurgents on the other side. By late afternoon, pitched fights were over, although tank rounds and occasional gunfire echoed through the dusty city. By nighttime, it was quiet.
It's because we killed them. We're going to finish it off tonight. We're going down this way.
Arnold is preparing for a post-midnight patrol of the neighborhoods his troops took over.
You guys gotta follow my truck. Wherever I go, you guys go. And usually I'll just point where I want you guys to park whenever we're doing stuff, all right? You got nods on?
Bradley fighting vehicles and armored transports start up. They move out through the neighborhood, stopping to scan for people on the roof or tempt insurgents into opening fire. But except for the sound of military vehicles, it's quiet. Unusually quiet, says Arnold.
It is extremely quiet, which is odd for a Friday night.
Right.
Usually Friday nights are Friday night fights.
What do you make of that?
I don't know. I mean, they've probably gone to ground.
The only fire to ricochet through this section of Samarra last night is repeated shots from a Bradley fighting vehicle. Troops flying over Samarra spotted what looked like an illegal checkpoint. The Bradley shot the cement barriers full of holes. That's the last sound this side of Samarra heard last night. A few hours later, just past dawn, military planes droned over soldiers sleeping on the roof of an Iraqi civilian home. Soon a Bradley starts up again. A soldier was shooting at what he thought might be a hidden bomb. A shell missed and hit a house that may have held explosive. It burst into a fast-burning fire. U.S. military officials say at this point, American and Iraqi forces control at least half of Samarra. They have no intention to pull out until they're sure fighters won't emerge again. Sergeant Dustin Flatt from Minneapolis likes that idea, but he's skeptical.
I don't know if that works. I think they're pretty smart. I mean, they're playing a pretty smart game, so they know when to fight and when not to. We keep thinking, oh, this area's bad. This area's, you know, really bad. And we'll go in there, nothing. And we'll go into an area that we know is good, and we'll get shot at. You never know. It's odd. It never stops. They're just good. They've got it figured out.
For now, they're keeping quiet. Emily Harris, NPR News, Samarra.